Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DarkSide Ableton Live 12 sampler rack workflow for Jungle, Old School DNB, and Dark Rollers using macro controls in a really musical, performance-friendly way. And the big idea here is simple. We're not just making a bass sound. We're building a playable rack that can act like a whole section of the tune. Something that can do sub-pressure, reese movement, break texture, and little effects bursts, all from one instrument. That's the kind of workflow that saves time, keeps the groove focused, and makes arranging way faster. So if you've ever had a DNB idea that started strong but then got messy because you were juggling too many separate tracks, this is the fix. We're going to make one rack that feels like a DarkSide command center. First thing, set up a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, create a few chains. We're aiming for four main layers. Chain 1 is your sub. Use a clean sine or triangle style sound in Simpler. Keep this one plain on purpose. Mono, stable, and simple. The sub's job is not to sound fancy. Its job is to hold the floor and make the whole thing feel heavy. Chain 2 is your mid-bass or reese layer. This is where the attitude lives. Use a detuned bass sample, a resampled reese, or a sustained bass hit with a bit of width and movement. This layer gives you that old-school pressure, the rude upper harmonics, and the motion that cuts through smaller speakers. Chain 3 is your break texture layer. This can be a chopped classic break, a short slice, or a loop chopped into MIDI notes. Keep it tucked lower in the mix. This is not your main drum loop. It's the ghost energy underneath, the little shuffle and heritage feel that makes it sound more jungle and less generic. Chain 4 is your atmosphere or FX layer. Think noise hit, vinyl texture, reversed stab, filtered hiss, little transition burst. Very low in the mix, but super useful for tension and transitions. Now before we get into macros, let's talk about balance. In this style, each chain should have a job. The sub is foundation. The reese is attitude. The break layer is movement and heritage. The FX layer is glue and transition energy. If any one of those starts trying to do everyone else's job, the groove gets blurry. So on the non-sub layers, use EQA to cut out unnecessary low end. A high pass around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point. On the reese, a little saturator can help bring out harmonics, maybe around 2 to 6 dB of drive. On the break texture, drum bus can add snap and punch, but keep it controlled. You want energy, not chaos. Now let's map the macros. Start with macro 1, sub level. Map that to the sub chain volume. Keep the range musical. You don't need it jumping from silent to huge. A range like -12 dB to -3 dB is often more useful than an extreme sweep. In DNB, small changes matter a lot. Macro 2 is bass drive. Map this to saturator drive on the bass layers. This is where you can go from clean and controlled to more rude and aggressive. Again, don't overdo it. A subtle drive change often hits harder than a huge one. Macro 3 is reese width. Map this to a width control on the mid-bass only, or to something like chorus ensemble amount if you're using it carefully. The key here is that the sub stays mono. Only the upper bass gets width. That's a classic DNB discipline move. Macro 4 is break chop. Map this to the break layer. You can link it to sample start, envelope shape, or filter cutoff so the break slices can feel tighter or more open. In breakdowns, tighter chops can feel more urgent. In the drop, a slightly more open chop can bring the groove alive. At this point, your rack is already starting to feel like an instrument instead of a preset. Now write a simple bass MIDI phrase. And here's a really important teacher note. In DNB, rhythm matters way more than stuffing in extra notes. A smart, sparse phrase will usually hit harder than a busy one. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern with space in it. Put a root note on beat 1, or maybe on the offbeat after 1. Add a short reply later in the bar. Leave a gap. Then maybe add one ghost-style note or a little stutter before the next phrase. The goal is call and response, not non-stop motion. If you want that classic Dark Roller feel, keep it restrained. Let the sub say the first word, then let the reese answer. If you're leaning more jungle, let the rhythm breathe so the break layer can do some of the talking too. Now let's make the rack evolve across the phrase. This is where the macros really come alive. Macro 5 can be tone. Map that to a filter cutoff on the reese layer and maybe a subtle EQ tilt too. So when you turn it up, the sound gets brighter and more open. When you turn it down, it gets darker, more contained, and more intro-friendly. Macro 6 is filter sweep. Map that to an auto filter on the bass, or the whole rack if you want a bigger motion. A low-pass sweep around 200 Hz to 3K Hz can be a really nice range. Keep resonance moderate unless you want that sharper, more whistling movement. Macro 7 is rattle or grit. This can control a little redux, extra saturator, or a subtle frequency shifter on the mid layer only. Tiny amounts go a long way here. In dark DNB, little bits of digital edge can make the bass feel more dangerous without sounding obviously processed. Macro 8 is space or FX send. Map this to reverb send amount, delay send amount, or the level of the atmosphere layer. This is perfect for build sections, breakdowns, and transition moments. And here's a pro tip. Don't make every macro scream. Some of the best DNB movement comes from subtraction. Pull things away for a bar, then bring them back. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. Now automate those macros across a 16-bar phrase. Start filtered and narrow in the first 4 bars. Open things up a little in bars 5 to 8. Add more drive and width in bars 9 to 12. Then push the chop or grit harder in the final bars, before the drop or switch up. That gives you a really classic progression. Tension, lift, impact, release. Next, let's work the break layer a bit more. This is where the old-school jungle energy really comes through. If your break is loop-based, use simpler in slice mode. If it's a single hit or short snippet, classic mode can work well too. Shape the envelope so the slices are tight and punchy. Then add drum bus if you want more smack. A little transient boost can help the break cut without making it louder than it should be. Keep the break layer tucked back. You want people to feel it more than consciously notice it. That's often the sweet spot in dark jungle influence DNB. It adds motion between the snare hits and helps the groove feel alive. Now let's think arrangement and performance. This rack should give you at least 2 useful states, a drop mode and a DJ intro or outro mode. In drop mode, you want full sub, stronger drive, wider release, more break texture, and more motion on tone and grit. In intro or outro mode, you want reduced sub, heavier filtering, less bass information, more atmosphere, and a groove that's easy to mix. That makes this rack super useful in the DJ tools area of a DNB session, because now you can build sections that are actually mixable. Not every part of a track needs to be fully loaded. Sometimes the best intro is the one that gives the DJ room to blend. Here's a strong arrangement mindset. Use 8 bars of intro with filtered break texture and teasing bass stabs. Then go into a 16-bar drop with the full rack. After that, try an 8-bar switch up where you mute the sub for 1 bar, increase the break chop, and slam back into the full weight. Then strip things back again for the outro. That kind of state change is pure DNB energy. Now a few mix and workflow checks, because this matters a lot. Keep your low end in mono. Check that the sub and kick are not fighting. If the bass feels loud but weak, don't just turn it up more. Usually the fix is to reduce stereo width in the mid layer, or clean up the low end and harmonics. Also, avoid overprocessing the sub. If the low end loses focus, simplify it. Often the cleanest path is the best path. When the rack is feeling good, resample it. Record 8 bars of macro automation. Bounce the best moments to audio. Chop the fill or transition into a new clip. This is one of the biggest productivity wins in DNB. Once you print the interesting moments, you stop endlessly tweaking and start arranging. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass too wide, don't push the break layer too loud, don't map macros over extreme ranges, and don't ignore the MIDI phrasing. If the bassline itself is flat, more plugins won't save it. Rewrite the rhythm first. If you want to push the style further, try subtle stereo to mono tension. Start the bass a little wider in the build, then narrow it into the drop. The drop will feel heavier even if the sound level doesn't change much. You can also use very quiet ghost break movement underneath to keep the groove breathing. And if you want a more dangerous edge, add a tiny bit of frequency shifter or micro glitch behavior on a dedicated FX chain. Just a touch. The goal is mystery and motion, not obvious effect abuse. So to recap the core workflow, build one instrument rack, split your roles across sub, release, break, and FX chains, map the macros to useful musical changes, write a rhythmically smart bass phrase, and shape the rack into intro, drop, and switch up states. If you do that well, you'll have a performance-ready Darkside DNB tool that feels like a proper instrument, something you can play, automate, resample, and arrange fast. For the practice exercise, build your own one-rack drop tool with those 4 chains, map 8 macros, write a 2-bar bass phrase with rests, automate sub-level, bass drive, and filter sweep, then make a second version for the DJ intro with less sub, more filtering, and less break activity. Finish by resampling 8 bars and chopping 1 fill into audio. If all 3 versions still feel like the same tune, you've nailed it. That means you built something reusable, not just a one-off patch. All right, let's get into it. Build the rack. Play the macros and let the groove do the talking.